Welcome back to another episode of the Post-Sermon Reflections podcast, where we want to help you apply Sunday morning learning into Monday morning living as we connect others to the love of Jesus and help them live on gospel mission. Today is a special episode, so we're going to take a pause. We just finished a sermon series, and we're going to hop into a new sermon series called The Body next week. And we're going to intro that series and look at some of the things we're going to get to talk about. But I'm also joined by two women who I serve alongside of. I love. They are big sisters in Christ to me in so many ways. I'm joined by Kathy and Annette. You guys want to say hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, so grateful. Annette's been on the podcast before. This is Kathy's first time. So we'll give her a welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy you're here. And I am excited because these women have faithfully served the body in an area that can be challenging, that can feel like war. And I mean that in a really exciting way. And that's because they serve in kids. And we know that our culture right now is seeking to do what the enemy's always done, which is lie, kill, and destroy. But they're trying to do that in the lives of children. And these women courageously stand up and love children with the love of Jesus. And they do that by caring for our youngest friends who are infants. And they do that by caring for our older friends all the way up to third and fourth grade. They serve in Kids Club with me, which right now helps serve our older elementary, which is super fun. But we're going to talk about our experience in that. But first, before we talk about that, the new sermon series is called The Body, because we're going to be talking about what it means to be the church, in that Jesus called the church the body, and that we have many members and we all have a part to play. And so our emphasis today is going to be looking at what is children's ministry in the midst of our part to play in being a part of the body. And so I'm excited for you to join us in this conversation. And I pray that you're blessed to maybe think, man, is Jesus calling me to take a step of courage, to step into the lives of children and to point them to Jesus? Because I met Jesus when I was 11. Miss Kathy, how old were you when you met Jesus?
Oof. I accepted Jesus. I was 13.
Okay.
But I always had that because my parents were Sunday school teachers and deacons
in the church
and elders and the whole thing. So I don't remember not knowing
The truth.
Right. But I accepted him into my heart. It was the fall of eighth grade.
Oh, I love it. And then, Annette, I know you're testing me a little bit. So tell us a little bit about when you accepted Jesus.
Well, I initially accepted Christ into my heart when I was 12, but unfortunately I walked away from him and was away for a while.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful that he, through all the trials and tribulations, he brought me back to him when I was in my 40s.
Mm.
So I'd had the kids, I'd done all that stuff. And then, you know, he showed me that you're not living the life that I called you to.
Mm.
So he brought me back to himself, and now I'm truly following him. And of course, having kids and grandkids, naturally I'm going to, you know, share my faith with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And Annette is raising a tribe of her own still right now and is faithfully trying to show them the love of Jesus, which, as you guys as parents know, can be so incredibly hard. And children's ministry wants to partner with you and wants to encourage you that the gospel you're sharing at home is the same gospel we want to partner with you in sharing within children's ministry. And so we get to experience the joy of that. And as we're kind of starting in this conversation, I would love to know, First, from you, Annette, what have you learned from serving kids at Crosspoint?
So I learned this just from serving my own children, but definitely at Crosspoint, the children here have taught me that they're never too young to hear the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're in the nursery, I always tend to like take the actual Bible books, you know, instead of ordinary books. I just love to start out with that when they pick the books, and they just love to hear. Or if I'm teaching children in the nursery, I'll be singing songs with them. You know, the babies love to sing the songs or hear the songs. And sometimes it calms them down when I sing to them, you know, or whatever. But they're never too young to hear the gospel. You see the babies in the church, you know, with their parents. And, you know, it's just lovely to see the youngest of us just hearing God's word and being fed the gospel. So they're never too young. But I also want to say that knowledge is not enough. Like Kathy said, growing up in the church, and even you, Ruth, growing up in the church, it's wonderful. But the prayer, I think, is so important. Even in my own life, I can see that praying for the children, and I pray for the children at Crosspoint all the time, you know, that, and we can see some fruits little by little, we see people, you know, children declaring their faith and declaring faith in Christ and coming. And you can see the difference in the children's lives and even their behavior.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what children have taught me. That's that they're never too young to hear the gospel, that knowledge is not enough. We need to come around them as a body of Christ and as parents and as caregivers, praying for them every day that they'll find the faith and that God will touch their hearts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so good. A 5-year old praying me under the table.
Yeah.
We were sitting there at lunch. And she said the blessing, and I thought, I don't think I could have prayed that kind of a blessing when I was in my 20s.
Mm, yeah.
And it was very simple and just entirely lovely.
Mm.
But that's what I've learned. Like, they absorb so much, and their love for Jesus is not always evident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But every once in a
my
while.
My love for Jesus is also not always evident.
No, neither is mine.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Neither is mine.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, it'll just pop up and they'll spout off something and it's like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But I do learn from them, like the way they pray is just.
Yeah.
And I know I fall into that where it's like, well, I can't pray. I don't know how to do it right. Mm. God doesn't care. Mm. Just try your best.
Mm.
That's the best you could do.
Yeah.
And just keep practicing and read your Bible. Like these little kids. Well, you know, I was able to do this because I read my Bible every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. You're 6.
And there's statistics. So I am on the planning side of kids ministry. And so I'm trying to figure out, all right, what? There's a term called sticky faith. It's faith that stays with young children into their adolescence. And so I'm always researching what causes sticky faith. What is? And one of them is this is it takes 5 adults in a child's life who walks alongside of children to point them to Jesus. And so I'm a young adult. And so I committed my life to say, I always want to be one of the 5 in the life of children. I want to be one of the adults who's standing up saying, hey, I see good news for you because of the gospel. And I'm with Miss Annette right now, and she knows that I love a lot of her kids and want to be one of the 5 in their life.
And you are.
Yeah. And playing a role in saying, hey, when Christ opens your eyes, I'm here. And when even on the other side, I'm still here, pointing you consistently, loving you despite you, oftentimes, because we're sometimes loving kids despite kids. And the second one is kids who consistently read their Bibles are more likely. And so we center some of our teaching around that when it comes to Kids Club. We have Bible reading challenges because we want to encourage kids. Get in the book, because what the beautiful thing about the discipleship is like handing out tools. And you may be real little and you may not be able to use that shovel to the fullest capacity, but you're going to start learning how to use that shovel. So when you got to dig yourself out of some serious problems, you have the word of God that's right. Like a shovel, and you're saying, oh man, I now know how to do it, because at a young age someone taught me in a baby way how to use my shovel, and as my problems got bigger, my capacity to use the shovel, the tool that God gave me, obviously the Bible's the way the things we understand about God, it's divine, but it also, I'm learning how to use it so I can know my Father better and I can walk with him, which I think is just like a very beautiful thing, and we're starting that at such a young age, which is very exciting.
I like the fact that one of those tools, you know, a shovel, whatever, is the Bible memory verse memorization that we do at Kids Club. And many of them don't know the verses, but they'll know pieces of it, because we'll, in our small groups,
we practice it.
And even in the large group too, we practice that Bible verse of the day, or of the week, of the 2 weeks, or whatever it may be. And I just think when they come back the next week, in next 2 weeks, even if they don't remember the entire verse, they'll remember portions of it.
Yeah.
And so that's so important in getting that word.
Yeah. We're trying to hide God's word in their heart when it's time to spring up.
It's interesting because my parents grew up learning Bible verses.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of the generation I am, they didn't teach us Bible verses in church, or at least they didn't where I was. Mm-hmm. Then I got to college and everybody was like, oh, well, you know, this and this. I was like, where did you learn that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had like memory verses that they knew that they could fall back on. And where I didn't necessarily have that, I did have a fantastic Sunday school teacher for first and second grade. Her name was Mrs. Bangs, Ruth Bangs. And
I love to feel the legacy.
Love it.
That's a great name.
She taught Sunday school, I want to say 60 years.
Praise the Lord.
And maybe longer. And when she passed away, her son took over.
Wow.
Because he was like, one of the bangs is going to teach first and second grade. And, but we learned the Lord's Prayer. You learned Psalm 100. You learned Psalm 23. Mm. These are all important things that you can fall back on.
Yeah.
When you're in the depths.
Yeah.
And you don't know where to grasp.
Yeah.
It comes to you.
Yeah.
And you know what? That may be all you have, but that's okay. It's enough.
Yeah. Amen. And you're practicing instilling. I remember I was in sixth grade when Mrs. Devlin, she's my sixth grade teacher. She taught me, we all had memorized all of Psalm 139. And so the verse that when you're a young person and you're recognizing it is both sweet and scary that there is no place that we can go from his presence. And that is, that kept me from sin. That helped me not run from sin. Like, it helped me to say, man, even when I have sinned, there's no place he can't go. So he knows I've done it. And his heart is forever forgiving towards me. So I can move towards him because of conviction instead of move away from him because of condemnation. Mm-hmm. And that's the things that we're instilling in kids. So we hope that you're hearing that serving kids is not asking that you have to check your theology at the door. Actually, I would push people and say, hey, you only know something when you can break it down to a child's level. And I know more about the Bible because I've tried to convince children of its truth. I know more of the gospel because I've had to find creative and unique ways to illustrate it so that it can sit in their bones. Mm-hmm. And it sits in my bones. I tell adults lessons that I've taught children with like great clarity. And I joke, I was on a flight I was in San Diego. I'd just been to like a kids conference about storing through the Bible, which is the method we use at Kids Club. And it's going to be some of the method we use when we launch Crosspoint Kids. And I was sitting next to a girl who was telling me about her wild, silly life. And I was like, can I share with you what I just learned from the Bible? Can I tell you the story? And we walk through it together. And she was like, I've never heard that story before. And that was awesome. And so I'm using what I'm using in teaching children, and it helps me in evangelism to adults. And so like, it's only sharpened my faith.
Yeah.
It has not made me like, oh, you can only explain to kids. I said, no. Talking to third graders is very similar to talking to adults. They have about the same capacity. I'm just kidding. But that's been a huge blessing. And so I want to ask you guys, working with kids, like when I look at how Jesus treated children, I recognize that there was something we were supposed to learn from them because Jesus pointed to his disciples and said, like, if you don't have faith like one of these children, you cannot enter into my kingdom. And so what have you guys learned from kids?
When I'm teaching a specific lesson, I try to give them practical application. Mm-hmm. Like when we talk about the tomb, I will show them a photo of what one looked like. Here's what the rock looked like. It was not like a boulder. It was sort of like a like a round, and there was a trough, and they would roll it along, and they love it because they can understand it, and it gives them a visual of, okay, that's this.
You're making it real to them.
Right. And when we talk about Jesus had to carry the cross, this is how much it might have weighed. Lift it. And I gave them a post. And said, what do you think? And they were like, it's really heavy.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, it is. Yeah. So that's what I try to do just because that helps me. Mm. So I have learned a lot about the Red Sea and the crossing and the depths and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So your process of learning to teach and interacting with children, they've shown you, hey, because you want to make it real to me, it's become real to you as well.
Yes.
That's very cool. That is very cool.
I learn a lot from them.
Annette, what about you?
Yeah, I've learned a lot from children. I've been, a mother for 40 years. Ooh, I'm old.
Can't tell.
But at Kids Club, yeah, so you say. At Kids Club, what have the children taught me? This year especially, I think that sanctification is such a back and forth process, and it's a long process. Mm-hmm. And we might be sowing the seeds now. Someone else might water, as Paul says, and we're probably not going to see the fruit.
Yeah.
But we're part of, as you said, the team.
Yeah.
And coming together as a team, as the body of Christ, you know, doing our little pieces to, as part, I would like to think that I'm one of the five adults also.
Yes.
In the lives of all these children at church, definitely the children in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the children at church, especially this one child who you know, he proclaimed faith in Christ. He said he accepted God in his heart. And I can see little pieces here and there of how he's so different with his brother, of how kind he is, of how polite he is. He's being and becoming just this year.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to last year when he wasn't that kind and he wasn't that polite and he wasn't that. So who's to say, you know, he couldn't be, you know, the next, you know, just be a great
servant of Jesus,
you know, pastor, whatever, in the next 10 or 20 years. I might not be here to witness it, but I can say I helped him learn his memory verse, you know, 2 months ago or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, he was so proud and that he sat down with his mother that past week and said, I accept Christ into my heart. Mm. And of course, you're going to see, you know, there's still going to be
flows,
bad.
Ebbs and flows.
Absolutely. Doing that. But it's just so great to like witness that, you know, that difference and that change and his family and everybody coming around him.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I have learned. That particular stayed with me this season of Kids Club.
And what's beautiful is that Annette and Kathy experienced this, is that we get to point kids towards any goodness that's coming out of their lives as evidence of Jesus. And so anything good comes from the Lord. We know that. And so we do something at Kids Adventure Camp called CQs at the end of the week. And we write character qualities for each of the kids. But the reason we call them kind, or we call them generous, or we call them faithful, is because we're showing them the evidence of Jesus's work in their life. We're saying, this is what the King is like, and this is how you're being like the King. And that's a win, because we all want to be like the King. Mm-hmm. And we have this opportunity to walk long with kids. And so we may have to labor through their teenage years, which is no fun, but we'll have gotten to labor with them. And so when we see evidence, so when I see evidence of your granddaughter's faithfulness, I get to call that out in her and say, hey, Jesus isn't done yet. He isn't done yet with your story, even though there's all this other junk that's in our lives. Mm-hmm. But it's to say, hey, he's not done yet. Like the little part of you that's trying to choose Jesus, like I see that and I want to call it out that that's Christ.
And I'm so grateful to you for that, because as a parent / grandparent, mother, whatever, it's hard for me to see that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the weeds with them every single day.
Mm-hmm. Battling.
So when they come to Abide and they come to, you know, or serving
Kids Club,
in the nursery, come to Kids Club. And so for another adult to be that one of the five in their lives to help point them, and I'm doing the praying on the back end and you're doing the praying on the back end. And it's just so great, because we have all of these influences and you see more in her and you can encourage her more than I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and that's where
that's
we
great.
Say, like, Annette obviously is my family. And so we say, like, Annette, I'm in the trenches with you, because there's a war against
children.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying, hey, I want to be someone taking some bullets on behalf of them. Like you talked about, like the fiery darts, like we're the shield of faith.
We're doing the you know, the armor of God this week in the family. And like I was saying to Ruth earlier, that we as adults, when we stand in the gap for the children, we need to be the shield of faith. We need to be preventing the fiery darts of the devil, because the devil doesn't care. He's just shooting us darts and taking as many kids as he can.
Yeah. And we're saying, hey, I'll take your nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like I'll take your attitude. I'll take your, because that's what it is. Like you're sometimes like, we don't want you to hear like serving in kids is always just roses and sunshine. Sometimes it's hard.
Oh, no.
But
it's the diapers with the babies.
And it's different ages. You know, you're dealing with different things. And so what we want you to know is it's worth it.
Yes, it
is. Like there's nothing. I was talking to you guys. I was saying, what I've learned in serving Jesus over the years, and I remember I was working at a camp and I was cleaning dirty dishes and I was washing sheets. And I remember like my battle cry for that summer was, there is nothing that cannot make me like Jesus. I won't let that circumstance, that crying child, that like bitter attitude, I won't let any of that stop me from being sanctified and stop me from becoming like my King. And that's the kind of attitude that we want to see in Christ followers, every single one. And in kids workers, they have to have a heart that's long suffering.
And it'll break you out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Because
in
this
sweet,
happened to
in
me,
sweet ways and
this
in
happened
hard ways.
To me just a couple of weeks ago. I was standing in church.
Oh, this is the funniest story ever. I love this story.
Oh, my gosh. I'm standing in church, and this young lady was standing in front of me, and Josh Baldwin, I could listen to that.
Praise his
name. I could listen to him sing forever, is up there singing. And this young lady turns to me, and she says, Miss Kathy, do you love Josh? I said, I do. I could listen to him sing. I love the way he sings. She says, I don't see your hands in the air. What? Now, this is while the song is going on.
She's whispering back saying, I can't tell you love Josh or Jesus.
If you love him, you should put your hand in the air. I said, oh, all right. She says, do it. I said, oh, all right. Well, this is new to me because I did not grow up in that kind of church.
You're not a charismatic.
She grew up in a Presbyterian church.
You sit there and you pay it. And now. So, of course, the parents behind me are like, what is going on? They thought it was hilarious.
It was funny.
But she's like, I don't see your hands up in the air. Well, I was like, oh, well, right.
Yeah. And there's things that kids are seeing that they're saying, man, that is what it means to follow Jesus. And so we're not slamming people for not being expressive in worship. But what they're seeing is that being expressive in worship and loving Jesus with your life is not wrong. No. And so
But to her, it was, well, if you love him, you just do it.
Yes.
Okay.
And hopefully we turn that from Josh to Jesus. But yes, Josh singing to Jesus. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But this beauty for this little girl, she's saying, I want to be the kind of person that raises my hands in worship because that's someone who loves their king. And so we're providing witness, we're providing examples, we're providing testimony to them. So they'll hear the stories of my faith as a child, or they'll hear stories of my faith in college, or even my shortcomings. Hey, here's the mistakes that I made, here's the things that I did wrong. And they'll hear the testimony of my life and say, because my prayer is that the kids say, I'm seeing Jesus in Miss Ruth. I'm seeing Jesus in Miss Annette. I'm seeing Jesus in Miss Kathy. And I want to be like that Jesus. In areas that I'm not like Jesus, that I'd be asking for forgiveness and say, hey, I snapped you. Please forgive me. That's not like my king. That's not like the one I worship. He's not like that. Forgive me for being a bad representation. And when I am a good representation, that I'm not calling them out to be like, look at me being like Jesus, but I'm letting them see it. And to say, I want to be like Miss Ruth because Miss Ruth loved Jesus. I don't want them to be like me. That's goofy. I'm a very lame example. But as they're seeing, as it's hard for them to imagine Jesus, I pray that they'd be able to see the attributes of Jesus in my life. And that's what we're inviting people into. And so you guys have been faithful kid workers for some time, and it's been awesome. And you are excited for the rally cry of the expansion to see more kids served. Yeah. What would be your encouragement for someone who's maybe on the fence about serving? Or nervous, say, man, I haven't worked with kids before. What would be something that you'd encourage?
You don't have to have a background with children to do this.
Amen.
You don't have to step up and become a teacher.
Yeah.
Unless you're called to do it.
A Billy Graham of children.
You do not have to come in and start preaching a sermon.
Yeah.
That may not be your thing, but you may just want to help.
Yeah.
We need helpers.
Yeah.
If you can come in and be a helper, then the person who's helping could be the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll open a door for someone else. And helping could be standing there and helping somebody with crafts.
Yes. Yeah. Helping a kid learn their memory verse.
Right.
Helping, yeah.
Just, and you know, your presence is important because you're now a recognizable face to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not just some person within a crowd at the church.
Yeah.
And I love when I see little kids out that I know outside of church. And they recognize me. And they're like, Miss Kathy, what are you doing here? We're at the Acme or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they will recognize you.
Yeah.
And they know to place you at church.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it is important for them to recognize that there are adults who follow Jesus. There we go. And you're, and you know, they're part of, you're now part of their team.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's good. And you're wonderful. One of the adults. And that's, I think, like, if it's helpful for you to think, like, I want to be one of the five.
Yep.
I want to be one of the five that's pointing kids to Jesus, that's helping create sticky faith, who labors long.
Yeah.
And you may be one of the five and you're with them for just their elementary years. Or you may be one of the five and you're with them for their junior high
years. You
don't
have to be there a long time to be one of the seeds.
No, you do not. But you need to be encouraged that your part matters.
Absolutely.
That it is not for nothing. And there is both... In kids ministry, and we'll tell you this, there's both your sanctification and their sanctification.
Amen.
And so if you're like, oh, I think I'm just going to hold babies, that, like, you are caring for parents. You are learning what it's like to be Jesus. He welcomed children. He blessed children. You can be in there blessing children, helping care, and say, hey, family, I'm for you. Like, the world's anti you, I'm for you because Christ is for you.
Yeah. If you're in there holding a baby, then the mother is able to go sit in church.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mom and dad.
Yeah.
So the Lord Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. And this is the way we bring them to him.
Yeah.
By serving with them, you know, not only do we hold the babies and help the toddlers and wipe the tears and the nasty noses and everything else. But we can also teach and so on and so forth. But we have to remember that children are our future.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be the next us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who do we want them to be? Do we want them to be a better version of us? Do we want them to follow Christ, be the best version of themselves?
Yeah.
Do we want them to be who Christ has called them to be?
Yeah.
And do we want the word, you know, God's word in their heart so they can be servants of Christ? And that's what we do when we serve in kids ministry, you know, to go to that place, like Kathy said, so to make that safe place for them in church. Mm. Yeah, a real quick story. Mm-hmm. We were in Great Adventure the other day, Friday actually, and we're about to go on the carousel, Karina and I. And who do we see? And I said, who's that? I know that face. And it was Ollie and Arlo and their parents. And it was wonderful because I'm like, and I waved to Ollie and he's like thinking, okay, I know this person. And the carousel goes around again and he's like, oh, and then he tells his mom, you know, Janissa, next go around. Janissa's waving at me. So when they all got off, you know, everybody's waving. And it was just fun because who would have thought that I was going to see anybody from Crosspoint at Great Adventure?
Yeah.
And we did. And it was fun. And it was just a wonderful thing to see another lovely face. And I'm hoping that I'm making a difference in Ollie's life when I see him in church and as well as Arlo when I'm in the nursery.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think our biggest encouragement is that you can be part of kids' teams and that Christ is calling people to be. And so if you're hearing a nudge or you're saying, man, I want to know what that's like, I am here to help people get into the process. And so there will be a QR code that'll get sent out to the church and a link for people to sign up to have conversations with me. What's the whole process of serving kids? We take serving kids really seriously. It's actually, we consider a very high calling. That doesn't mean, oh my gosh, I have to be super awesome to do it, or I have to be, oh my gosh, I need to know all these things. No, it's, we really want to create safety for kids. And so we have a child safety class where we teach you how to interact with children. But if you've never worked with kids before, we're going to help you along the process of getting oriented to what it means to work with kids. So we're not just going to drop you off and say, figure it out, try to be fun. Like, we're going to help you as you're integrating in. Both these women have worked with me in Kids Club, and we teach adults, how do we do high fives and how are yous? How do we welcome kids into spaces? How do we ask them good questions looking for real answers? Because kids can absorb more than you think, and Christ is after them, and we want to be part of that. And so you'll be seeing a ton of information about serving and Crosspoint kids through this sermon series, The Body. And we're excited for you to see, man, is Jesus calling me to say yes, to take a step of courage, to help point kids to the love of Jesus and then show them how to live on gospel mission? Because one of my favorite memories from Kids Adventure Camp was seeing one of our students living on gospel mission by inviting their friends to come. This child has no church background, and they brought their friend who had an awesome mullet. It was the most incredible mullet I've ever seen. And they lived as a family on gospel mission. They brought this child to Kids Adventure Camp every single day. And so what they're doing as their family says, my kids are being called as missionaries into this culture, and I'm going to support them in that. As they're trying to say yes to Jesus, I'm going to help them say yes to Jesus. And we get to do that as a church and as a family. And we're praying that this ministry is an opportunity. Hey, what do you do on Sundays? I go to church. That's what I do. You want to come with me? I mean, that kids would have an opportunity to invite their friends with them to be an example to Christ. Ladies, any last words before we end?
Courage. I think of the movie Courageous.
Yeah.
Love that movie. We watch it all the time. And those men and the courage it took for them to get up and be strong Christian fathers. And we're calling all helpers, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
You know, anyone men, who loves children,
men, women, youth.
Yes, both two of my teenagers are now serving.
Yes.
Just started serving. Yeah. One's been serving. One was the initial.
Yes. And, our first youth to serve. And she's wonderful. So grateful for her. Yeah.
Yes. So we pray for our youth.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. We'll help you do whatever you know what? We'll help you. We're not going to just throw you to the wolves. It'll be fine.
Yes. Yes. And so I'm going to close this in prayer, and we've appreciated you laboring with us. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you are worthy of all of our lives. And Jesus, that you bless children and you call them into relationship with you. We thank you that we get to be a part of that work. And Lord, I just ask that you'd be stirring in the hearts of those at Crosspoint to serve children, to be courageous and to stand in the gap as you are setting the ticking time bomb of the gospel, and as we're waiting for it to go off in their lives, to see them have their eyes open to the beauty of who you are, Jesus. We ask all of this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, thank you so much. And listeners, I pray that you guys have an awesome rest of your week.